Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Pei Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Beis of an Aleph at the Mishnah, the new Perek. It says the Mishnah, Megaris HaShishtai, if somebody divorces his wife, Amala, and he tells her at the time of giving the get, Harei et b'teres l'chol Adam, ela l'plaini. You can marry anyone after we are now divorced, ela l'plaini, except for this specific individual. Rabbi Lezer matter. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that it is a valid get. The Chum Imrim, and the Chum's opinion is that it's not a valid get. From here, we see, says the Chassam Sofer, that Tosfos taught us earlier in the Masechta that when one divorces a wife, he's supposed to say, Harei et meteres l'chol Adam, that that's a requirement. Because explains the Chassam Sofer, if that statement wasn't a necessary statement, why would there be a discussion in the Gemara, he says, if she's divorced or not? The giving of the get on its own should affect that the marriage is terminated. The fact that we're going to be learning in the Mishnah, the Gemara Mitzvashem, how do we view the statement, how do we recognize the statement, is obvious, says the Chassam Sofer, that statement is necessary. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam's opinion is that all you need to do is say, Harei ze gitech. The Tosfos Rid has a third opinion. The Tosfos Rid says that the right thing to do is like the Rambam, to saying Harei ze gitech, but Harei ad meteres l'chol Adam would also be satisfactory. And therefore, since it is a satisfactory statement, what happens when you said the statement in the way the Mishnah teaches us becomes relevant. The Rashba has a fourth opinion. The Rashba's opinion is that it may well be that the statement is not necessary. But if somebody, before he actually gave the get to his wife, made the statement, says the Rashba, that is the case of our Mishnah, and under those circumstances, we now have to start reviewing what to do. So the Chiddush Rim asks, but we need to understand why Rabbi Lezer holds that it would be a valid get. The get itself, in the wording of the get, it says, Harei at meteres l'chol Adam. And now he's saying, Harei at meteres l'chol Adam el l'plaini. So why wouldn't that make that the get should be considered a concept that we've discussed earlier at the Masechta, Mezuif Metaychai, inherently false, because the get says one thing, but a statement was something else. So Chiddush HaRim learns, and it's not consistent with the way we learn from the Rashba, that the get was written properly. Since when the get was written, it was written properly, the fact later on, this husband made a choice to say chutz ela l'plaini, that can't disqualify, according to Belezer, a properly written get. But according to Chachamim, this get is not good. So how do you correct it? Kate said, yes, so what should be done? Say the Chachamim, yitlena amena, the husband should take back the get from the wife, v'yachsav yitlena lo, and then give it back to her, and then he should say the statement without any strings attached, Harei at muteres l'chol Adam, kasvei b'taychai. But let's say, says the Mishnah, if the husband wrote this wording into the get, even if afterwards, because according to the Chachamim, it becomes disqualified, so even though afterwards chazor machai, he attempts to erase that wording from the get, the halacha is that the get is possible. Says the Gemara, Ibailhu, they try to understand how to understand the wording of the Mishnah. Hai Ella, when the Mishnah used the word Ella Laplaini, what does it mean? Chutz, and it means that the husband is saying to her, you could get, we are now divorced, you are now permitted to marry anyone you want, except that individual, or a manasu. Or is it that he's making a stipulation that the get will only be a valid get if you fulfill the stipulation that you do not marry this man that is identified? Says the Gemara, Chutzu, and explains the Gemara what is the nafkamina by learning these two different ways of the Mishnah. Do we say, says the Gemara, Chutzu, and Chutzu the Pligaleir Baner Leider Belezer, when the word Chutz was used in the transfer of a get, that's where Rabbanan and Rebelezer disagree, because Rabbanan are of the opinion, the Halashayla beget, the purpose of a get is to create a total separation between the husband and the wife, and therefore the Rabbanan's opinion is that since she may not marry this person because of the husband's stipulation, that means that the husband, that the original husband and wife are still connected, and therefore the get did not create a crisis, and a get that does not create a total crisis is not a valid get. So how will Rebbe Elazar understand this? So one pshat that I saw is Rebbe Elazar's opinion is that even though she's sort of tied to him regarding this man, but she's not tied to him on any other level, and that's enough that it should be considered an act of krisis, one pshat that I saw. And Ritva says, and we're going to speak about this concept, he says later in the Gemara, that since this is not something which is forever, it's only an issue as long as this man is alive. Once this man, who the husband said she can't marry, is no longer alive, the condition is no longer a relevant condition. And therefore, that's why, says the Ritva, coin to Rebbe Elazar, it's a good get. Aval, in a case where it was said, Al-Menas, where the husband attached the stipulation, he said, the get's a full-fledged get, but I'm making a stipulation that the get should only be a full-fledged get, Al-Penas, on the condition that you don't marry that man. That case, perhaps, Moidelei, the Chacham would agree with Rebbe Elazar that it's a valid get. Me did the Hava called tonight the Alma. Just like we've been learning and will continue learning in Mitzvah Hashem, that a stipulation could be attached to a get. A Dilma, Amanasu. Maybe the Machloikis between the Chachamim and Rebbe Elazar is in the case Amanasu, the plug Rebbe Elazar Rabbanim, since Amanas is only a stipulation. And that's why Rebbe Elazar says, with a stipulation, I'm going to say it's a good get. Just like I say it's a good get, as we always learn with stipulations, Aval b'chutz, where it is not a total krisis, under those circumstances, says the Gemara according to this approach, Maida, Rebbe Elazar will agree to the Rabbanon that if he said chutz, that it's not a valid get, because Hashai lebeget, he didn't affect a total krisis. Says the Gemara, Amravina Toshma. The Mishnah Masechet Nagoim, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph teaches us Kol Abatim B'Tam B'Nagoim. All homes, all houses can be subject to Tumas Nagoim. Ela Shalav D'Kachavim. That's the wording of the Mishnah. And now the Gemara tries to understand what does that Mishnah mean to say. If we're going to say that the Mishnah means to say, when the Mishnah says Ela, it's another way of saying except. Shaper, that Mishnah is very well understood. The Mishnah is saying that all homes are subject to Hilchos Nagoyim. Elo, but not the home that is a home va'akum, they are not subject to Hilchos Nagoyim. Ele Amrit, if we're going to say the definition of Elo's Almanas, if we're going to say, says the Gemara, Eli Amrit Almanasu, Almanas l'metame bati avdekachom hu l'metame bati Yisrael, how can we make sense of the words of our Mishnah? Is the Mishnah saying that on the condition that the homes of the Chachamim are metame, that's when Bati Yisrael will be metame? For metame bati of the Chachamim, loy metame bati Yisrael. And does that mean that the tumah of Bati of the Chachamim and Bati Yisrael travel together? And actually, furthermore, says the Gemara, Bati of the Chachamim metamu, can there be a suggestion that the homes of the Akum do have tumas negoim. But Tanya, the pasuk says negetz ras v'sati negetz ras. The beitz eretz achuzaschem, eretz achuzaschem matam negoim. Jewish homes are matam negoim. Then over the chavim, then but over the chavim matam negoim. El shmami no. So based on the wording that's used in the Mishnah and Masechet Negoim, where the Mishnah uses the word Ella, and it clearly means Ella of the Kechavim means to exclude that the homes of the Ovdei Kechavim are not Metamim B'Negoyim. Ella Shmami No. So there we see that that is the definition of Ella, it means Chutzu. Says the Gemara, Masnisen, our Mishnah that we now are saying teaches us a Machloikus, a Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim, when the word Ella was used, the Leikai Tana is not consistent with the way the Tana we're going to learn now learns the Machlokes. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Leinechaku Rabbi Elazar Chachamim, Amagaras Sishtai, Vama Laharet Meteres L'chol Adam, that he says to you may marry anyone, Chutz with plenty except for that individual, that everybody agrees, She'enim Agreshes. Even Rabbi Elazar will agree that it's not a valid Gerushin, as we learned earlier, because it's lacking in creases, it's lacking in completely severing the relationship. Aman nechalku, where do we have a machlokes? Amagarish ishtoi, v'amalai red meteres l'chol adam, amanash leitasi plani. He established a stipulation that the get will be a good get with a stipulation that you don't marry this man. Rabbi Elazar matter. Rabbi Elazar allows her to get married l'chol adam, marries anyone, the chachamim chutz ma'isish except for that man, because Rabbi Elazar's opinion, as we learned earlier in our shiur, is that this is no different than any tanai, and since it's no different than any tanai, just like here, it's a good tanai anywhere else. So many rishonim and achronim ask a question: why are we allowing her to rely on this get? Why should we not be concerned that she's going to end up marrying this person who he stipulated that her husband, her original husband, stipulated that if you marry this man, the get will become nullified? And it'll turn out that she was an Eishes Ish, So one teretz that Tosfos suggests, that when it's a stipulation that she has control over, that stipulation is a stipulation that we don't have to be concerned. Here, the stipulation is that she may not go marry someone else, that marry this man. She has that control. And since she has the control not to marry him, we don't have to be concerned that she will violate that condition. The Ramban says that there's two different types of tanoim. If there's a tanai that requires somebody to do something, if a tanai was made that the get is only get if you do something, so there we have to be concerned that the person is not going to do what they have to do, and therefore if they're not going to do what they have to do, the get will not be a valid get. But the tanai that we're discussing in our Gemara is a tanai of Sheval Tasa. Don't get married. Don't marry this man. Well, it's a tanai that doesn't involve the need to do something. That's a tanai that we're not concerned that will be violated. And Tosfos Rid says that if somebody says, I'm giving you a get, I'm nasha titni mezuz, on the condition you give me money. So in such a case, what the man really meant to say was, the husband meant to say was, that until you give me the money that I expect to get, you shall not be divorced. And therefore, she can't get remarried. She can't be considered separated, divorced, until she fulfills this condition. But if he tells her, don't do something, what he means to say is, the get should be a get immediately. What I'm telling you is, that if you will violate this condition, then retroactively it will turn out that you were not divorced. And therefore, the entire giving of the get is an entirely different type of act. And when she's supposed to do something,
What he means to say is, says the Tosfos Rit, she's not divorced until she does it. When she's not supposed to do something, so he means to divorce her immediately. And therefore, she could go get remarried. She's considered divorced. So we said that the Gemara is learning now that the machloikus of Rabbi Eleza and the Rabbanon is in a case of almanas, says the Gemara. And Rabbi Eleza holds it's going to be fine. Why? My Talmud Rabbi Eleza, what is the basis for Rabbi Eleza's opinion? So as we explained, Mida the Hava called to know the Alma. Just like we've been learning in our Masechta so many times that a stipulation, a Tanai, to be attached to a get, this is no different, says Rabbi Eleza. Rabbanan, says the Gemara, why would Rabbanan not be satisfied? Because they say, call Tanai the Alma. Normally when it's a Tanai that's given in a get, it lo shayla beget. It doesn't speak to the actual marriage. It's an external Tanai. Here, however, the Tanai speaks to the actual divorce, and it prevents that the divorce should happen, because what's happening here is that he's attaching him, that he's not completely severing their relationship. Hocha shayla beget, by not allowing her to marry this person, and therefore this type of tanai, the way the Stipler explains the Gemara, is not considered a valid tanai. Says the Gemara, Masnissen, but says the Gemara, we just finished on Amud Aleph explaining Masnissen the Kumna B'chutz, according to the opinion that Rabbi Eleza and Chama argue in a case of Chutz. My Tam de Rabbi Eleza, what is Rabbi Eleza's reasoning? Am Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Zokin Echad, Am a Krah, Yotzim Abase of Hochavois Elish Achram. I feel like Tira Elish Achram. Even if all the get would accomplish that she can marry one other man, that she's divorced as far as one man is concerned, Harezim Megureshes, it's considered a valid get. And therefore, certainly, in the case of our Mishnah, where the get did much more, the get actually allows her to marry everyone besides only one man, says Rabbi Eleza, it's a very valid get. The Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Eleza, say, Hai Ish, when the Torah says, it means chol ish v'ish, that the get is only a valid get if because of the get she can marry everyone. If she can't marry everyone because he says that there's a certain man I'm not allowing you to marry, therefore Rabbanan say will not be a valid get. Rabbi Yochanan, Amitam de Rabbeleza Mahocha. The reasoning for Rabbeleza is a different explanation. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is explaining our Mishnah. That we've been learning, our Mishnah teaches us that the case where Rabbi Eleza and the Rabbanan are arguing is in a case where he said chutz. And he explains, why does Rabbi Eleza hold that it's a valid get? Because the pasuk says, regarding the Kohanim, v'isha grusha mi'isha lo yikachu, that the Torah says that a woman who is divorced, a kohen may not marry. A fila nizgar ela mi'isha. Even if all the get accomplished is that he separates her from her husband, from the husband, and doesn't allow her to marry anyone else, she's already considered a grusha, the nifsal mekuna, and she will not be able to marry Koyin because she's a grusha. So we see, says the Gemara, that's why Rabbi Eleza holds, Alma have a get that it's a valid get. Rabbanan, how will the Rabbanan answer? Rabbanan say that Issakuna Shani. And the pshat that I saw that the Rashba explains, it goes back to something that we discussed yesterday. And that is that this is considered a Reyach HaGet. We discussed in our previous year that, as we just learned, a Kayin may not marry a Grusha. And we discussed that if there's a woman who received a get that isn't really a valid get, or maybe didn't even receive it, as we learned. But there's a reyach get. There's some part of a get that we learned in our previous year was enough, according to Beis Shammai at least, that she's considered a grusha. And that's pshat here too. The Gemara is saying that the woman is not really a grusha, but she has a reyach get, and that's why a woman with a reyach get can't ever marry a kohen. Another pshat that I saw
what the Gemara says is that a woman that has a get like this, that doesn't completely sever the relation between the husband and the wife, is not a get. It's just not a get. However, what the Gemara means to say with Issa Kuna Shani is Hilchis Gerushin in the general sense and Hilchis Grusha to a Kayin are two totally different subjects. And as far as Hilchis Gerushin are concerned, a woman that has a get that doesn't totally sever the relationship between the husband and the wife is not considered mugreshes. But then there's another halacha, which is not a Hilchis Gerushin halacha. It's a Hilchis Kahuna halacha, that a woman like this is not allowed to marry a kohen. Boy, Rav Abba. So now ask the Gemara, the Kedushin Haich. Somebody marries a woman and he says, Harayat Mekudeshes Li Chutz Miploini, that you're married to me, but and therefore once you're married to me, you can't live with anyone else. Chutz Miploini, except with that man. What would be the halacha? Says the Gemara, Tibayler Belezer, this is a question according to Rabbi Elazar, who in our Shir and our Mishnah Gemara has been saying that it would be a valid get. But to Baal Rabbanan, that's also a question according to Rabbanan, who have been saying that by a get, it's not a valid get. And Gemara explains itself. To Baal Rabbi Elazar, the question is a question according to Rabbi Elazar, because at Kalei Kamer Rabbi Elazar Hocho, why was Rabbi Elazar lenient and saying that it's a valid get? Mishim Deksivi Kro, as we've just been learning two different psukim that Rabbi Elazar based his opinion on. Aval Hossam, by Kedushin, Kinyan Ma'al Yabinan. The halacha is, says Rabbi Elazar may hold, that a Kedushin is only a valid Kedushin if it's a complete Kedushin. And if it's not a complete Kedushin, it's not a Kedushin. Oy, Dilma, we can make an argument, says the Gemara, V'yotzav Ahaysa. The Torah connects Kedushin and Gerushin. And if we're learning, indeed, based on Psukim, that it's a valid get, it will be a valid kedushin as well. And the other hand says the Gemara Tabayla Rabbanan. At Kanloi Amri Rabbanan Hocha, only by Gerushin is it the opinion of the Rabbanan, because as we keep on repeating, the Be'in increases. The Rabbanan say in order for get to be a valid get, you have to have a full-fledged krisis. And if you don't have a full-fledged krisis, it's not going to be a good get. Aval Hossam, as far as kedushin is concerned, Kinyan Kaldahu. Any type of kinyan, even if it's not a complete kinyan, will be good enough. Oidoma, or v'yotzav ahoysa. And therefore, the Rabbanan will say, if it doesn't work by gittin, it doesn't work by kedushin. Says the Gemara, Labasa, the Boile, after this question was posed, had a pashtop, bein, Rabbi Elazar, bein Rabbanan, both according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, the pasuk says, bein v'yotzav ahoysa, the Torah connects Gittin and Kedushin. So if it's a valid get, according to Rabbi Elazar, it'll be a valid get, it'll be a valid Kedushin, according to Rabbi Elazar. And if it's not a valid get, according to Rabbanan, it will not be a valid Kedushin either. The Torah, as we discuss often, teaches us that if Rachman al Tzlan, somebody dies without children, his wife has to have Yibim Chalitza. But the Torah says that the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, teaches us, if a woman comes into a Yibum situation from two people, from two dead brothers, there's no din of Yibum. And the Gemara explanation was that Reuven, one brother, died, and Shimon, one of the surviving brothers, did Maimer. And as we discussed many times in Masechta Yevamos, that even though Maimer, the only type of valid marriage by Yevama is Bia, Maimer doing a regular Kedushin does help. And now Shimon died. So this woman comes to Levi, the third brother, both from Reuven, who was a full-fledged husband and died, and Shimon, who did Maimer in her. And therefore, she is not a candidate for Yibum. She's not a candidate for Yibum from Levi. Amar Abaye says Abaye, Im Timtz Loimer, if we're going to say that what Rabbi Abba said, that Rabbi Elazar will agree that if somebody was Mekadosh a woman, Chutz Miploini, it's a valid Kedushin,
So what's going to be the case? That Ba Reuven v'kutchup, Reuven was mekadosh a wife, and he said, you become my wife, that you cannot be married to anyone else, chutz mishimon, except with Shimon, my brother, that you're not considered mekadoshes. And then Ba Shimon, Shimon goes and is mekadoshar, and then when he does his act of kedushin, chutz miruven. So both of these acts of kedushin are valid acts of kedushin. And now they both pass away. Miss Yabemis Lelevi, she can have Yibim to Levi. Ve'ein ani kore ba'esh shnei mesim. She's not going to be considered to be in the category ve'esh shnei mesim. Why? My, Tama, what's the reason? Kedusha Reuven Ahana, and she's the wife of Reuven. Kedusha Shimon lo Ahana, because since Shimon did not accomplish anything with his Kedushin, because the purpose of Kedushin is at Mekudeshesli, you're married to me and also to everyone else. And when Shimon was Mekadeshar, he didn't do that. Because to Reuven, she was married. And to the rest of the world, she's already Osir anyway. And therefore, even though she was technically, says the Gemara, married to both of these brothers, and therefore should this not be considered Eish Shnei Mesim, the way we're explaining now, since Shimon's marriage really didn't accomplish anything, she would not be considered Eish Shnei Mesim. So what is underlying in this Gemara? What's underlying in this Gemara is that even though we gave an example of how you can have a woman who's Eish Shnei Mesim, that example had an inherent issue with it. Because that was a case where Maimer was done. And when we explained that case, we said the Maimer is only Kedusha Drabonim. But the issue of Eish Shnei Mesim is a din midaraisa. What the Gemara is seeking is a case where midaraisa she would be considered Eish Shnei Mesim. So if the case that we just learned was Shimon's Kedushin was a valid Kedushin, so now we could see she's the wife of two brothers, and the Torah says that such a woman doesn't have Yibam. But if we're saying, as we just explained, that the Kedushin of Shimon is not a Kedushin, so she's only a wife of Reuven. So we're looking for a case of Eishah Shnei Mesim Midaraisa. Says the Gemara, El Eishah Shnei Mesim Heichem Mishkach Slo. Says the Gemara, will be like this. Kigon Shabar Reuven Mekitcha Chutz Mishimon. We start that Reuven was Mekadeshar, that the Kedushin should be valid, that she's also to everybody besides Shimon. And we're learning now, according to Rabbi Lezer, that's a valid Kedushin. And now Bar Shimon v'kitcha Stam. And he didn't exclude anyone. So now, a Kedushin Reuven accomplished the Meser B'Alma, that she's also to everyone besides Shimon. So it's certainly a good Kedushin. Kedushin Shimon accomplished the Meser Reuven. It did accomplish something. Because until now, she could be married to Reuven, both based on Reuven's Kedushin and based on Shimon's Kedushin. But the way now Shimon articulated his Kedushin, she's also to Reuven. So that accomplished something. And since it accomplished something, so now she's the wife of both of them. Being that she's the wife of both of them, she's the wife of two brothers, and that will be the example where Midaraisa, a woman could be the wife of two brothers, and that the Torah will tell us that when a woman is the wife of two brothers, she's not subject to Yibam.